10 years on this. He's put out his shirum, didn't put his name on it. Ilu Chofetz Ilu Shemo. I was told his name is Rabbi Volper from Bnei Brak, and he says exactly what I had said. Actually, I printed it. Let's see, when did he print this? This is printed in Tufshin Ayin Beis. I printed mine in Tufshin Samach Dalet. So I don't know when he thought of it. He thought of it first. I don't know. But here's the word. You saw Meiri. The Meiri says in the case of Nafal of Mapolis, so Vadai Chai, your Mefakasagal, although Suffolk not. It's on page Resh Lamed Hay in the Sefer, in a footnote. The Meiri says, Evshar Lefarz Abisvarz on the Tziv. The Tziv is in the Shiltas Kuf Samach Zayin Yud Zayin, on page Shin Hay, going to page Shin Vav. That with respect to an Uber, there's no Vachai Bahem because he's not alive right now. But you have Chal Shabbos Achas, Ishma Shabbos is Harbe. But the Gemara said to Masech to Yuma, Peheyam and Aleph and Amad Beis, Ashkechon Vada is Sofet Minola. So when it comes to an Uber, you need a Vada. That's true when it comes to the Uber. And that's the Bahag, says you can break your fast from Kippur if it's a Vada to save the fetus. That's what he says in respect to Tosis above Matzia. If you're Vadai, you're Mechaya Mason, you can do so. Oh, here it is. Thank you. But when it comes to a Suffolk, you can't. I'll read it from the original. I like that. The Tziv in the Shilpas, this is Pashas, there's also Bracha, the last of all the Pashas. He has a Kuf Sam of Zion, which is close to the very end. So here on page Shin Hei, he says, he quotes the language of the Baal Halachos Gidolos. Isha Ubra the Ad-Inon the Lo Ochla and Yom Kippur Mesach of Lada. So you eat. Frek the Helik and the Tziv. He doesn't understand. Why did the Bahag say Vada? What are you here for? And what if it would be a Suffolk? You have the general rule that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is we're Mekel. He doesn't understand why the Baal Halachos Gedolos use that expression of Yadi, you know for a fact. And if you don't know for a fact, that's his kash. That's his kash. Okay, this is in page Shin Hei. That's case number one. So he says he doesn't understand why. Al Uber and Mechal El Al Vaday Lo Al Suffolk. Of course, the question is why is that true? Yuma Pehei. All the drushes have a pircha Ashkan Vaday Suffolk Minala the Vamid Shvua. V'Chai Bahem. Yeah. Calls the Enu Ela Ba'Odan Dainu Shpinola. How do you like that? Page Shin Hei. That's why the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who's Mamish, the Oli Ola Mamish, use the expression of we know. We know. Because if you didn't know, you wouldn't do it. Because there's no V'chai Bahem. Why? Yes. Ish Uber the Adinam. Mayari the Adinam. Vare, Filo Chashin and Amistad, we won't ever shoot. So you have the answer on page Shin Hei. On page Shin Vav, he repeats it. But here he quotes in Tosfos and Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudal and Beis, Tema Lari, Eliyahu Navi, how do you do it? He's a Kohen. Yet Kevin Shabaru Lo, Shechayehu, Mekachi Amut, Shepikuach Nefesh. What do you mean Baru? Even Sabag is Mutter. No. Kevin Shemes, Ein Abaklal Adam, Ein Mechal, Es HaShabbos, Ein Mishon, Rishomru, Bnei Yisrael, Es HaShabbos, Mutter Shechal Shabbos Achas Vechule and a little bit of a little bit of a see that's right patient angel. So then I added as Mechava to the footnotes in the Shmuel Shiurim that says that's exactly the Pshat Nismiri. Once he's under a rubble he's a Gavr Ketila like this Gavr Ketila Mishas Chatira. The Miri agrees to Rashi Rabbi Kolmakom Makati Shach Be'il Hodech Le Yishmor V'chein Chilek B'zeh Ben Yisav Levad Eveduk. So I was so excited that I printed this, who knows, when we learned Sanhedrin last time, I thought I was the first one in the history of the world to say this Chiddush. Maybe yes, maybe no. Depends on when you have to speak to this anonymous person. When were you Mechadish this? Okay. There's no patent rights or Kedushin Torah, Rabos. There's no money to be made. So it doesn't. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that out just for openness. Thank you very much for bringing the Shiltas. Okay? So we'll leave it on the desk to take a look at it yourself on those two pages. Adkan. Care about side? Oh. Fine. So now let us return to a discussion of the various issues that we've begun. We didn't do too many things, but we're trying. One step at a time. Fine. Let us analyze the status of the violation of abortion. What's the Issa D'Oraisa? We already pointed out that there's a good chance that the Issa is not Ritzicha, as Rav Moshe said, but based on the Tosus Arosh, which Rav Moshe did not have apparently, the second day in Tosus that says that a goy may perform an abortion when the mother's life is in danger, as opposed to the first day, and that says you may not, then that's possibly exactly what they're fighting about. Is abortion a ritzicha, or is it not ritzicha? If it's ritzicha, then a goy may not perform an abortion to save the life of the mother, because even though we have a concept of a chai behem, they don't. But on the other hand, it's not an issur of an abortion, even if it's some kind of other iser, then the goy would be allowed to perform the abortion to save the life of the mother. Okay, that's the toast. And the toast of Rosh is Beferish. Ramosh is not yet?
No, it wasn't working upstairs.
Okay,
so.
Okay. So for tomorrow?
Tomorrow for sure, yeah.
Okay, so we'll try to stay a little bit away from it. And the question, we'll see some other sources, sorry for Ramosh, which talk about this very issue. So first I want to prove to you, Rabbi Osai, on a simple level, that there's an Issa D'Oraisa of abortion. Those holes, the Rabbanan, we'll see, so it's possible to say it if you make an assumption. What's going on here?
Oh. Sorry.
No problem. So I want to share the Tosis on the Marah Mekomas. If you have the Marah Mekomas, if I have a copy. Let's see. Yes, I have a copy. So we started the second Marah Mekomas sheet yesterday. We got it. Thank you. We got as far as the first two lines, which we finished, up to line 3, which is the Gemara in Masechet Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Start with the Gemara before we get to the. Yes.
When we say Issa D'Oraisa of abortion, we're referring to Yisrael or the
Yisrael. We're talking about Yisrael.
Ah,
it's a question. It could be Issa D'Oraisa. It doesn't have to be that Issa. There are a lot of lavin in the Torah. It doesn't have to be that. So we're going to discuss that at great length. What exactly is the Issa? It could be tremendous nafkaminis. What the Issa is. Okay. Says the Gemara over here, Masech Techulin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Omer Avacha Bar Yaakov, Shmami Rav Shimon Lokish, Mizamnen Yisrael al B'nei Me'ayim, Ve Mizamnen Akum al B'nei Me'ayim. You invite a Jew, you can't invite a Goy. What? My timer. Yisrael the B'shchita Talya Milsa, Keva Nika Shchita Ma'al Yisa, Ishrilu. Shchita plays a halachic role for a Jew. So once there's a Shchita, so that all the meat is mut. Akum the B'nechira Sagalu, Uva Misa Taim, it's meant to be dies. Hanik Eva Menachai Dabu. Interesting concept. We're not going into the whole discussion. Oh, my papa, me, you see the committee about Achab Yaakov, the boy, the Amalek. Mi'ika Midi is the famous expression. The Sanhedrin is called Leka Midam. It's a declarative statement. There's nothing mutter for a Jew, mutter for a Jew, and also for a God. In Chulin, the same expression was in a question mark. That's what's used most commonly in the Sifrei HaPoskim. They call it Mikamidi. Mikamidi, the Yisroel, Shari, Uli Akum, Asur. How can that be? How's it possible? How's it possible? This can't be. Okay? So he said like this. I'm giving a reason for it. He quotes over here. Tana lo kamacha bar Yaakov. What's a lecho b'mehem l'konish v'teitze nafsha. Chotech kazayis bosu v'ez ha-shchit l'mochi yofi yofi v'dichi yofi yofi. U'mamtla v'teitze nafsha v'okla. Echad ova gachovim v'echad Yisrael mutarin bo. So one opinion says the goy is asur, and he says it's mutar. All right, ashayla. Let's take a look at us in the Tosis in Masech Techulin, the first half of this big Tosis. Mashma, the time of Mishim, the Lekamidi, the Yisrael Shor Lakam, also. That's why, if it's mutter for a Yisrael, by definition, that's the mutter for a God. Tema, Sayyid Nun Tes, same as we saw the Tosis. Yeah? What do they say? Iga Yafas Toar, Mishani, Shani, Ovgachov, the Lab, and Akibish Nidah, whatever, there's a technicality involved. Rabbi Ol Sai listened very carefully. So the cloud doesn't apply because it's for a technicality, it's an outside consideration. In other words, a guy would also be mutter nifas toa. It's lo mashkachas lo yifas toa. Lav ne kibush nenu. Not the pshat that's mutter for Yisrael, it's also from a guy. It's mutter for Yisrael, it's lo mashkachas lo by a guy. That's a big difference. It's a big difference. Frank Toysis, hochanami shani ovi kachovim, the lav ne shchid nenu. Say the same idea, it's lo mashkachas. In the hatches, we don't have a Mises over Gachov, which is Shavas Chaya, the Chelosim Torah, the Dava Shu Mitzvah. Oh, that's no Kasha. The Dava Shu Mitzvah, the Israel, Lassos, Lo Shach, the Mimic, and Media, the Israel, Shoy, the Chulin. Alpha Gadam, the Shafil Shavas, the Shani, the Shavas Chaya, Monday, we call Makom, Lo, Domi, Holy, yes, Mrs. Shvis, the Israel, Kimo, the Shavas. Fine. The Alpha Gadam, the Noach Negabai, Ubrim, Kidamas, the Israel, and Nera, yeah. Nehi the potter, even though it's potter, mikomakom lo shari, as Tosfos said over here by us in Sanhedrin, and lo shari seems to have to be on the level of the Raisa. How else can you say it, Mr. Rabbanan? How is the Rabbanan going to affect mikamidi? Has to be the Raisa. So the Pashup Shah and Tosfos both in Sanhedrin and the Chulin based on mikamidi is Rabosai is an Isa the Raisa of a bush. He said, all right. Does everyone agree to this? Then we have to this unbelievable Tosfos, which seems to be saying exactly the reverse. We have to analyze this Tosfos very carefully. Just trying to go as much in order as we can. We can't go totally in order. From Masechta Nida, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, goes over to Amud Beis. The Tosfos Rabosai starts with the word Ihu. I'm going to start from here. Watch this. Tosfos, this is very, very important. Rabosai, the whole source that there's no chiyuv of capital punishment for an abortion is the Mishnah on this daf, which says, Tinak ben Yomo, Ha'orgo Chayev. Otherwise not. And they were showing him here, the Ramban here, and the Niri and others say, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. Guess where the Pasuk in Chumash is? Of course, in this week's Parsha. Avada, in this week's Parsha. Have you done the Parsha, Rabosa? It's already, it's a Wednesday. Wednesday is already Kameh Shapsa, says in the Gemara. It's already, can no longer make Havdalah. It's already into the next week. Should at least start at the Bimarva Center. So where do you find this idea that there's no capital offense for abortion in this week's parsha? I read it to you.
Oh, when the guy strikes the wife.
Exactly. Exactly so. Exactly. It's just in the second aliyah. We didn't have it yet. V'chi yinotzu anoshim v'nokfu isha hora v'yotzu yelodeha v'lo yoson onesh ono she onesh kashe yoshis olav bal isha v'nosu v'flilim. I read you the English official translation. If men shall fight and they collide with a pregnant woman and she miscarries, but there will be no fatality, he shall surely be punished, as the husband of the woman shall cause to be assessed against him. He shall pay it by order of judges. What's this called? Demei what? Demei vlados. Demei vlados, Rabbi Osai.
Also uses lashon onesh.
Right. You pay money. Rashi says, Yigvu imenu mamon. Mamon. V'nos namaka demei vlados apia dayonim. Demei vlados? Hey, you can pay money to get away to murder? Rachmona litzlan. That's we see later on in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Lo sitchu kofel nefesh rotzeach. Says the Rabban on this same daf and daf nida daf nadalit. The mere fact that you pay the mevlodos, this in and of itself is proof that abortion is not a capital offense. That's the proof to this mission. Once we're here, let's take a look on the. Let's look on the Ramban. Once we're here, it's not officially in the Ramban comments. I can't give you everything. But once we're here, on this daf already, see the Ramban? Part of the Ramban is very familiar to you. What's going on? Maybe it's on the base. Maybe it's not here at all. Find out soon. Here we go. Hold it not about Hargo. Chayav is Ben Yomo. Dafka Ben Yom Echad. Abel Ubalo. Blo Karina Ben Nefesh Adam. And he calls Al-Gamor. Said everybody in base. Al-Gamor. Right? Once he's born. Hey, Dochon Nefesh. Ben Nefesh. Alma Mei Kuro. Lekam Ishim Asalot Nefesh. This week's Pasha, you pay money, indicates this is not a nefesh. Had it been a nefesh, had it been murder, you couldn't get away with murder, pay money. I fret the Ramban. Eruch and Zayman Bates. Isha Shi Yosheves ala Mashber Umesa Bishabis Mevi and Sakin the Koran also Matsi and Avlad Mimenem. Vamai Mechal and Shabbos came in the Koran of Koran Nefesh. V'leka le'meimar Tosim Yosheves ala mashber Dafka b'shum dekeim and d'okal gufak v'inahu Kinemos on v'erichin V'mak shaleleid Lo b'inu Yosheves ala mashber. So it's even in an earlier stage. V'yod Tocha ben yom echot tenan U'kro gavid mei v'lodas hafid Yosheves ala mashber V'lor mina an hosan tekeyolahu Ela gufak v'inahu K'da mina an homa Shemam tina lo'at shetelid V'chakach m'nisim osa. If a woman, a pregnant woman, killed somebody who was Machal Shabbos, whatever, and she's Chayav Misa, Rabosai, what do you do? What do you do? So if it's Yosheves on the Mash, we wait. But she's just earlier pregnant. We kill the mother with the unborn fetus. V'lo Misrabi Migam Shneim Dafilu Kol Meshutesh V'lo Mash Beklal. Ilab kro da gam lo hava katlin and levalkin for shasam and erichin. Avinyan leida dava boro hu she'eno b'chal nefesh odam achi yivalek yed arminon. So what's pshat over here? V'lab kushri. Hosam omer Torah. Chal alol of Shabbos achas. Nishi yikayim Shabbos as harbe. Period. Vahid arminon b'sechel Shabbos tinok ben yomo echot chai b'chal ben yom echot chai b'chal on the Shabbos. Lav lafuke yubor. Eluguzmi, the Lomad David Melech Yisrael and Mechalas Hashabbos, because once he died, okay, fine. So the Ramban is saying, Klar, Rabosai, Chalav Shabbos Achas, Yisrael Boshos Harbi, but it's not a nefesh. So that's what it sounds like in the Ramban. That's why it's not a nefesh. That's exactly why, if a pregnant woman kills somebody or does other capital offense, you kill her with the child. Why is the child guilty? The child's not a nefesh, so you can should be Ma'anes Adin. That's a sug in Erechim, Dav Zayin. Let's take a look. Once we have just the press of a click of a button, it's too press up. Press a green button, and all of a sudden it comes up. What does it say over here? We have to go back. Nothing is so simple. It starts in a man aleph. What does it say? Aisha sheyotze lehorig ein mamtin la'chetelet. Yashua Lamashba, you wait. Fine. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Gufahi. Basically, I'm standing up a Savlat. Okay. Yoshua Lamashmer, Gufachwinu. Isha Yotza Lehoreg, etc. Whole discussion. Isha Mashu Mesa, Bishabis, Mevian Sakin, Umbekaran as Kreso, Matsian as Avlad. Pshita Mayot, what did he do? You know what he did? He's Mechatev Bosa Biyamahu, because since she is no longer, the mother is no longer alive, so if you're cutting dead meat, it's not one of the Lamatas Malachas. Oh, I went the wrong way. Oh.
Remember more focused on the Sfalik, no?
Oh, I said, I was supposed to say that in a second. I went the wrong way. I'm sorry. Went backwards instead of forwards. Mechatech v'basu, over al Yitzchak, love yisak and elbashu sarabim. Umayka mashal, the sveka v'chal and shamsa. It's been noticed already. My polis fell down. Suffolk, 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 Suffolk. Mao the tame hostel would have a cheskes chayusa. The expression we saw before, yes, we saw yesterday already. Abel hochad lo have a cheska de chayusa me kara. Amalo. Rabosai, there, you know, at one point the person certainly was alive. Now, as a shayla, is the person alive? See, Michal Shah has to be suffered. Here, when actually the person never was alive, maybe the baby died before the mother. We don't even know. So you might thought you don't do it. Kamash Malon. It's a very, very important Gemara. Okay. How do we get on to this Gemara? Because Tosfos has quoted it in Masech Tanida. Anaf Mem Dalet. Or the Rabban quoted, I should say. Back to our Tosfos that we started. So Tosfos says like this. Watch. Umiu, we have on my Mara Makomas, Umihu Don. It's a double type according to this. Umiha Ben. Okay. The Miha, I think in our Tosfos, I think we had it. Well, whatever it is. So either way, it's just the last. I apologize for the double type. Ben Yomechot Ahorgo Chayot, Kitikotani Evel Ubalo. Hanim Afil Nergo Yoshua Lamashbir. Achi Yetzi Rosha, Kitikotani Sevas Olus. Mishnah Ben Sanadinai Beis. Isha Maksha. Choteich Aver Yotza Rosho and Dovanem the Nevish. Watch this now. Umiu Evsha. The Davka Hecha the Imo Chaya Lo Mechayev Horgo Achi Yotza Rosho. Shatolik Tzas Bechias Imo. It's a dependent organism. This baby depends upon his mother. A dependent organism. If you kill that organism, you cannot possibly be chayav misa. Watch this. Abol hecha de mesa. When the mother dies, and now you kill the fetus, chayav. Should the muna kemuna bekuf sadami? Let's say you take a baby and it's in a box and you kill the baby. Avani chayav misa. The dead mother is like a box. It's like a box. Nebuch, she's dead. It's like a box. It's an independent organism, for better or worse, if he survives. The mother's dead already. Wow. Now, Viv Toma. Im Tim Salom by the Mutta Lahoga Bibeten. Afilu Mesa Imo. Vlohavi Kimunach Bakufsa. Tosis is not sure whether we consider this baby who's in the stomach, the womb of a dead mother. Do we say that that's now an independent organism? And if you kill him, you'll be Chayav Misa? Or not? And if not, what? Believe it or not, those lashon is mutter lahorga bebeten, mutter, not potter, mutter. If you say it's mutter to perform an abortion, afilu meisimo, even if the mother is dead, kavachom it's mutter. The mother is alive. That's what it sounds like. Vohavi kimurach bekufsa, amai machal lemasah shabbos shuvin sakish to rabim. The Kohen can prepare Kama the Erechin. Wait a minute. If you kill the Uber, it's Mutter. How can you then turn around and be Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber? It's a tie to the Sastre. It's Mutter to kill it, and at the same time, you Mechal Shabbos to save it. Make up your mind, guys. Which one is it? V.A. Shlomo. The Mikol Makom, Mishnah Pikuach Nefesh, Mechal Adin Olav Esa Shabbos. Afal Gav, the Mutter Lahargo. Ah, it's unbelievable. Tosin the kasha was impossible. Tosin tells us it's very possible. It's even true. How do you prove it? The go says bidei adam haharogo potter. It says so in the srafim daf ayin chesam and alf. Why the rove goes to similar misa? So therefore, if a person is a go says bidei adam, people clout him over the head. Most likely, he's going to die from his wounds. And now the next guy comes and hits him and kills him. He's potter. He would have died anyway. Nonetheless, umechal of misa shabbos. How do you know? You would pay dalad and mahalakim pikul nevesh acharov. And a little chance he may live. So what do you see? You can't say the mere fact that you are mechalas a Shabbos, Rabosai, means he must be chai beis if you kill him. No, he a pot if you kill him. And at the same time, mechal Shabbos, ad kan divrei atosos. Am I got it straight? Ad kan divrei atosos. Yes.
Can you draw a chilek between the ghosts and the Uber? The ghosts is kasas chai.
Correct. You are correct. Oh, let's understand. So Rabosai, I want to make a recommendation to you, a suggestion to you, saying that it is not an Easter of Ritzicha, and Tosis never meant that it's mutter mamish to perform all kinds of abortions. That would be against the Mi'ik Amidi. Yet, we can suggest it's Usur Midoraisa, but not Mitzam Ritzich. Let's take a look and see who's maybe the first one to say, maybe, that it's Usur Midoraisa with a different Isser other than Ritzicha. Well, what is it? Will the real Isser please stand up? Yeah, it has to be. You can't just make us say it's Usur. You got to find exactly what the name of the Isser is. Oh no. I don't know how this works. Let's see. Here? I don't know how it works. No. Let's go here. Go. Watch this. Quotes our Gemaras. Apparently, he wants to know about it. What's the status? Look what he says. It's false. Watch this. Nay, the part about the fallen, Avalo Shari. Look what he says. The Maharit is the first one to say, I believe, it's Chavala. You're wounding the mother. You're taking away the fetus from the mother. You're wounding the mother. He said, Daraisa of Chavala. Chavala is an Issa Daraisa. Yes?
Didn't we see him shout that? Voluntary type case to like if the two men are fighting and they bump into her, and so maybe it's talking about like being a sahaj and you're talking about a chav of the mom and also one or the other.
Possible. But when Tosis says that lo shari, it's a Tosis both on Chulin and Sanhedrin, says the Hailiga Marit, you know why it's also not clear Ritzicha? Mishum Chavala. Ah. You took the words out of my mouth. I don't say a chiddush nifla menorah and tosfos. I don't think I want to say this before me, but just giving my opinion. There are many who claim that when tosfos indeed is his mutter, it just can't be. It's a typo. Typo. Easy way out. It's a typo. Shouldn't say mutter, should say pot. It's hard to say that. Tosfos is mutter twice. Make the following suggestion I'm going to make to you. If the mother is alive, it cannot be mutter. It's Yisra Chavala. But once the mother died, Rabosai, I'm just using an American expression, it's all or nothing, or double or nothing. If you consider the Vlad to be Munach Bekufsa, it's like it's in a box, a cardboard box, you would kill the baby in a cardboard box, you'd be chayv, you kill the baby in the mother's stomach, you're also chayv. But if you don't accept that svara, since physically the baby is still in his mother's womb, and now the mother died, in that case, believe it or not, as you intimated, can actually be mutter. Why mutter? Because the whole issue is the issue of chavala. No, he said chavala when someone is dead. Chavala is only when someone is alive. When someone is dead, how can it be the issue of chavala? Can't be. Chavala is only when someone is alive. Can't be no issue of, he's dead already. That's my hitch. Maybe you should take mutter literally. Yes. Oh, so there's a whole tumul. Ube yerech imo, lav yerech imo. That actually comes up as Masechta Sanhedrin. And that pay. When I and Bayes are not making such good progress at the present time. But I would like to postpone the discussion of the specific yerech or not yerech until we actually get to that pay. Would that have an implication in our sukkah? There were those who claim that if your ube yerech imo abortion is not reticha, you took out a limb. If ube is lav yerech imo, then abortion should be considered to be murder. It's a possibility. As a matter of fact, I'll show you. Is it on the Marama Comus? I didn't put it on yet, I don't think. But since you ask, I guess I should put it on. I should put it on the screen now. I didn't plan to go into it right now, but the Talmidim asked questions, I have to give them answers, right? So I'll try to put this on the screen for a minute. Rifanosa Caleb. Run. I think it's Yudal and Dabi Rip. I think so. I think. I'm not sure if it's true. What daps and daps be harif? This beautiful sefer that I have in front of me, Rav Shilat, about the whole piece about this, and maybe he'll tell you what daf is and daps be harif. Problem's like, you know, I'm not an expert. A lot of times I'm not an expert, and one of them is daps be harif. What daf and daps be harif is it? Hold on, please. One more minute, I'll try to find it. He tells Chul Nafnun Ches. I know what daf at the Gemara it's on. What daf may daf be a riff? Let's see. You test daf be a riff. I wasn't so far. You test him enough daf be a riff. Okay. Watch this. Within Vlad Shinolam and Atrefa. Okay? Interesting question. Atrefa has a Vlad. The Machlok is a Uba Yerechimo or not? Some says Lav Yerechimo. Yeshua says Uba Lav Yerechimo. Kaimel Kama say? The Ran Paskins Uba Lav Yerechimo. Of course, we're going to base the Vav to that effect. Wait a second. Kashi Betuva, the Bekamaduchti, Mashu the Uba Yerechimo. What's the Gemara Bakama, which we're not going to go into right now? Gemara Gittin, not going into right now. Uve Erechim, here's our discussion. We just saw Isha Shiotza the Horigan, Mamtina Lasha Tele, and the Horigan also the altar, Vlad Nami Mayis, Amasvirla and Ubal Yerech Imo. He's assuming if Ubal Av Yerech Imo has an independent organism, no way you can kill that organism just because you don't want the mother to have to suffer till she carries the baby to term. You can't do murder for that reason. Must be the Uber's Yerechimo. Yesh Loma. In Varekusha, the Milsu, the Uber Yerechimo. Utkebuch and Kolhanim. Trefa is different. Not going to the discussion right now. Oh. Back and forth, back and forth. When the Tam says, Uba lav yarechima. I want Erech Adav Zayin. What do you do with that? Lamishum Uba yarechima. As you said, Kalman, you think that Uba yarechima is necessary to say why it's a dependent organism and you can basically kill the baby because the mother's guilty of capital offense. No, he says. Ela shekeven she mechuyemes misa e ma'anin es dina. I the Vlad. Ulevlad kemish leyotzlav reolam lo chayshinon teida shil nigmar dina lahariga v'yolda ain't hogan as savlav shadubalav yarechimahu lo lo nigmar adin. One, if she gave birth in the middle, you don't kill the vlad chas v'sholem. Must be its mutter anyway. So even if uber is lav yarechimo, abortion is still not murder. That's what emerges from this rod and chul on your testament al v'dap yarif. It's one of the sources for those who say abortion is not murder. They quote this Ran. Had it been murder, you couldn't just, okay, well, kill the fetus now so the mother shouldn't have to suffer for 3 more months until she gives birth, then she's going to kill her just to save her life. No, you kill her the next day, like we always do in this Sanhedrin. You know, Yadin. If it's murder, you can't. If it's murder? What? Commit murder to save her some distress? Impossible. You see, if it's not murder, it doesn't matter, Yerich or not Yerich. The short story is, I'm going to try to accept a view that whether Uba is Yerech or Nayach is irrelevant in our discussion. And one proof is this Ran. The others disagree with me. And they say it should depend upon them. Fine. At least we found the Ran in the right place. Good. So I want to suggest, shout out this Tosis from both sides, that even if you'll say that Tosis means Mutter literally, paradoxically, it's only Mutter if the mother died. Where on the one hand, it may be so chomer to be a capital offense, if it's kemuna b'chuf sadami, but the alternative is that it's mutter. We saw chavola in the marit, because there's no chavola, the mother's dead already. How do you like that? How do you like that? Ah, amazing. 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 Narabosai. Let us postpone the rest of the discussion because most of it depends upon Rav Moshe's tshuva in Chelek Beis and Chosh Mish Simon Samach Tes, which we don't have in front of us yet. Since we're going to have it tomorrow, we'll try to postpone that discussion as much as we can. Fine. So we'll discuss tomorrow at greater length the nature of the issue of abortion. To make a quick summary, there are going to be those who say that it's an issue d'oraisa v'tzicha, and therefore there's no way, it's Rav Moshe's opinion, coming attractions, there's no way to perform an abortion unless the mother's life is in danger. Forget it. Impossible. It's murder. There are those who say that maybe abortion might be considered murder, but it's the murder of an individual who is not a full life, because if you kill that Uber, you wouldn't be chayef. And therefore, the principle of my chazis does not apply, and therefore it's permissible to perform an abortion to save the mother's life. There's no need for the principle of rodef. Rav Moshe wants the principle of rodef, otherwise it's you can't do it. And others say, no, it's not a rodef at all. Not a rodef. I said, how can you kill the baby? Lav nefesh, Rashi says. I said, don't take Rashi literally out of nefesh. It means not as much of a nefesh as the mother. That's not the way I read Rashi, Rabosai. When Rashi is lav nefesh, and adaf lav nefesh means lav nefesh means lav nefesh. But no, it can't be. It means not as much of a nefesh. Frankly, I don't see it. I can't read Rashi that way, but some read Rashi that way. Chavis Yor, others. And some say, some want to suggest, believe it or not, that abortion is usur midrabbanon, or not even usur at all. Gemalt! Migamidi! Migamidi! Do we pass the Migamidi? So the Rambam may reject Migamidi. Look at that sugar we just saw in Chul Nam and Gimel, how the Rambam paskins, the Chassam Sofa, others say the Rambam denied Migamidi. If he denies Migamidi, it's entirely possible that abortion, Rabosai, is an Iser by definition, daraisa for goyim, it's a capital offense. And for yid, there's no issue daraisa, it's only derabbanan. How do you like that? We think it's impossible. It's true, it is impossible if you're from Migamidi. So Gamidi's a Chavallah. Okay, Chavallah could be. It doesn't mean they're identical, this, sir. Gamidi's a Ritzicha for a Goy and Chavallah for a Jew. Okay, it's not Mutter. Lo Shari, he tells us, puts it. But if it, in fact, is Shari for Yisrael, you have to deny Migamidi. Some say, yeah, the Ram denied Migamidi. How do you like that? So Narabosai, you remember we spent a lot of time in Rav Chaim Brisker's Mahalach in Uchos Vatzeach, and we saw that the Chazon Ish and this beautiful Sefer, they did. Oh, double O Evosh, I don't understand what Rav Chaim is really saying. When I heard my Rebbe talk about it, he quoted from Rav Chaim a little bit different than it's printed in Rav Chaim in the Sefer. And I believe that the way he quoted from Rav Chaim is the way it's found in Sefer Evan HaOzel. Let's go back to that Rambam, the famous Rambam, Rabosai, and Nuchos Rotzeach. See it again for the 10th time. And then try to understand it better. Uba Shimak Shalele. Mutalachtoch uber bemeyer, ben besam bebiyad, and she corroded vacharel the horgo. Notice the kid. The Mishahoti Rosho and Nogabo, Shendoch and Nevish the Nevish, Bezel Tivo Shalom. Interesting question. We said this Rambam is against the Gemara, it's against itself. The Gemara is the baby is not a Rodev, Mishmaik Rafle. That's Bezel Tivo Shalom. Rabbi Shalom, the baby is not a Rodev, so why is saying Kirodev? Contradicts himself from one line to the next. Make up your mind. So, if you look at the links, and see an Evan or Ozel, that we do have. Let's see what he says. Every word counts. So, steer him in Obey. Shamati b'shem Admur Gon Yisroel Morach Zatzal. He didn't hear it from Reb Chaim himself. He didn't see the Sefer, which probably wasn't even out when he wrote this. He heard it in the name of Reb Chaim. The din mishmael to karatfale lo mahani elim hu ki yolud. What does that mean? Shetzorach shebishul maisav yielav din matzilna nidav penamsho hu beged the chiyav al erodev. Elad lo tzorach mezid v'kot nam matzil penamsho. Urayel is that? The road they put them in Mimam and Shem Kilim Rabbi Mine, Ruchtu beget a chiyuv. In other words, it's not just a matter of Hatzolah. It's like the Brisker Rav said, ain't no dummy. Avil calls Manchu Ubar, Have a bedin maso. That's what my Rebbe said, quoted from Reb Chaim. That's what he quotes from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Sefer doesn't mention this. It's ironic. What's maso? Hamavu besov periches bichov al mazik, Deshlo din rodev. Let's take a look. It's on the Maram Akobos, is it not? Rabban Hilchos Chovel LeMazik? Yes, it's the very next line. We're going in order. Rabban Hilchos Chovel LeMazik, Perek Ches Halacha Tesvav. Watch what the Rambam says. Sfina Shechishva Lehishaver Mikovet HaMasui V'Omar Echad Mehem V'Hekel Mimaso V'Hishlich B'Yam Potter, Shamaso Shabo Kimo Rode Fachrem Lahogam, U Mitzvah Rabbos and Shehishtach Velshin. How do you like that? The boat's about to capsize. People are going to die. I see it's too much weight. There's this huge chest filled with gold coins, cost $1 million. I throw it off the boat. Everyone's saved. Okay, give me $1 million. $1 million? That very, very heavy chest full of gold coins was like a rodev. What? An inanimate object is a rodev? He didn't say rodev, he said kimo rodev, Rabosai. That's what I heard from my Rebbe. It's exactly what Rabbi Zalman says. Let's take a look one more time at Rabbi Zalman and Evan Ozel. Look what he says. Watch this. Watch. Masha Kavanoso, the Shema Gamke Eno wrote a poem. El the Kevan Sheino Odom, Mahani Mashim Melan Aserodev. In other words, in order to be a Rodev, we'll say you need Kavon Alirdov. No Kavon Alirdov, you're not a Rodev. And then we can't touch you if you're a human being. If you're a chest of gold coins, we can throw you overboard. If you're an Uber, you're not a Nefesh. We can in effect kill you to save the mother. You are not Rodev, you're a Kirodev, you're a Kamorodev. So the way I heard from my Rebbe, if I understood it correctly, is you need a good reason. You don't throw a chest of gold coins overboard for no reason. The reason is it's a Kamorodev. You don't perform an abortion for no reason. Kamorodev. But really, there's not a Nefesh at all. That's the answer, Rabbi Osai. That's the answer. That's the answer. Oh, that's the answer. Yeah.
The lashonos of the abortion seems to say that it's chaticha, that they're chopping off into pieces. I'm unaware exactly how we do abortion now, but is there ever a way where they like stop the fluid from the mom or whatever?
There are many ways of performing abortions. It all depends how far advanced the fetus has come. In some extreme cases, they do exactly what it's over here, mechat chalei leivarim. Other cases, if it's earlier on, they'll put the woman into early labor, she's going to abort a non-viable fetus. They'll do something called a DNC, in the very early stage, which is they just scrape away the whole lining of the uterus, or whatever's there comes out. There are others who give certain pills, even the morning after pill is an early abortion. Those who don't, it's called Plan B, one of the slum. But that is like a very early abortion. Maybe it's better, it hasn't really taken root yet. I don't want to get into the product of Plan B. But there are other ways with medicines, and it's complicated. I'm talking about even the therapeutic abortions. We need to do it. It's complicated.
Is there any sort of, once we're into the kind of the more gray area, it's not considered killing or whatever.
It's called chavol. We saw the word chavol in the Marit.
So, is there a better way of? Is it more mutter in certain?
I guess it's less gory if it's done within the way they're describing.
But is it like a grama?
Oh, very good. There are those who claim that if you give the mother a certain pill, which leads to an abortion, that's called grama. We will get to Sanhedrin Ayin. We're only on iron base. We're not moving, Rabbi Osai. I know that, and I have. I know that the Zman is fairly short, but we have to get to cover a little ground. There's a very important Tosfos in the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Osai, which we will believe that to get to, right over here on the Ayin Zion Amud Aleph, which discusses at great length how you define grum. And we will see later that according to my Rebbe's definition of grum, the likelihood is that taking a pill or anything like that is not called grum. Would be called Ritzicha Mamash, if it's called Ritzicha. Yes, sir.
It was Kabbalah, and the woman does it to herself. There's no answer to Kabbalah there.
Question. Can a person say, do Chavol on me, b'vakasha? Am I allowed to tell you, do Chavol on me? Yes or no? What do you say? Can I tell you, do Chavol on me? What's your instinct?
No.
Say no. There's an interesting Mishnah, not a topic for... Huh? Baba Kama, right? Baba Kama, how you know? Bekim and Kol Hashas. Very good. Very good.
Yes.
Very good, Mamash. Excellent. How about Kiyam Shas? Let's take a look and see the Take a look at Kiyam Bekola Shas. Let's see, where are we in Baba Kama? Baba Kama. Sadi Bey, what happened? You know what Mishnah said, you have the Shnais. Somewhere around there. Not sure if it's here. Yeah. Omer Sameas Eni Ktas Yodi Shaveras Ragli Chayov. Yeah. Break my foot, not going to cut off my hand, blow in my eye. We can't even think of these. It's so crazy. Chayov. Amanas Lifta, do it al patiyu. Chayov anyway. Kras Ksusi Shaveras Kadi Chayov. Must lift the potter. Okay? What's the Pashup shot? I mean, what a one-way lump shot. One-way lump shot is, Rabosai, I cannot give you authority to injure me. What would the reason be why I cannot give you authority to injure me? Oh, so I asked, let's skip to the end of the Mamakomas, where a little bit of a, one of the three typos is the Radvaz. Excellent. I don't know if you got that far, but you intuited it. Before Shimon the Rambam, watch this. Aladaf. Radvaz. Hilchos Sanhedrin, right here. Perek Yudches. Watch this. Watch. Ef shelo says tzas tam. Fisha ein nafsho shalodim kinyono. Al ya kinyon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema vanafoshes liheno. Hilkoch lo tovel ho da'osa v'dam ha'shena shalom. I'll say, I'm more than I'm Chayav Malchus. I'm more than I'm Chayav Misa. Garnish. You throw him out of court. You can't. I'm more than that. Hodos Baldekim. I mean, I'm more than that this shirt is not mine. That I can do. Because I own the shirt. I don't own my hand. I don't own my body. This is a world famous Radvaz. Umalchus Palgo de Misu. You hit a guy, it's half death. I'm a mono, shalom. And you get an impression, you also cannot be mode that you have a Malchus, because Malchus is Chavala. Get an impression from this Radvaz. If I say, yeah, hit me, I'm Chayav Malchus. No, doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's the impression of the Radvaz, yes.
Then you could, under Kol Shita, you can never go to a non-Jewish doctor
and
get an abortion.
The Benny Poskim say, if you need an abortion, better go to a Jewish doctor than a non-Jewish doctor. Why? Because for a Jewish doctor, it's Chavolah. So there could be reasons for Chavolah. Can I change topics for a second? People do Chavolah these days for all kinds of crazy reasons. You'll forgive me? Nose jobs. Or other body-enhancing surgeries. Limi Nahem. In my opinion, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yes?
Also, in the theme of the Parsha, are we like do medical chavolas to parents or
no? No. If you're a doctor, don't take care of your parents, because the Shira, Makeya Vivimo Mos Yumas, that's a Sugin Sanhedrin. That's already the pays. I would love to get there. I really would. Yeah, medical. The father has a splinter and he has to try to take it out. It's like, come on, pay dollar, pay. I hope to get to that. Somehow or other. Is it Sugis Chamuras Ma'od? Believe it, somehow we'll get there. Sometime. Before the end of the... Let's say before the end of June. Let's not forget the June's about it. It may be very necessary for these important halachas. So, I can't commit myself to the rate we're going. But we have to get to it. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Critical. You can be a dentist. Take care of my. Father says, I want to take care of you. You're the best dentist. You take the best care of me. Serious. Dentists are always taking blood. Always. Come out of dentist, there's always blood. Almost. Anyway. Then we'll get to that. Anyway, Rabosai, go back to Rabbi Issa Zalman. When I answer Rabbi Issa Zalman, it's Kimoro Dave, Kiro Dave, and that's it. This is how I understand the Rambam. And as a matter of fact, if we're right, Uba's not a nefesh at all. That's Pshat Rashi. The Minchas Chinuch says two things which seem to be two different strands to try to reach the same conclusion, but you have to be careful and see what he says. I think we may have seen this once before, perhaps, I'm not sure. In Reish Sadivov, Pashas Emor.
Does Kiryodeh fall under Lifnei Iver?
Perhaps. Let me show on the first show. Again, oh, we don't have it in front of us because we don't know exactly where the letters that we have are. This is the old letters. The old letters. Hold on. You have one?
Yeah.
Gavaldik. Thank you. This is going to be able to help me find what I'm looking for. I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Minchas Chinuch Reish Sadivov Sivkot Vov. In our print, the beautiful new print. Sivkot Vov starts with the word Animis Tapek. Who can find it? Yeah, well, this is Gimel. This is starting Gimel here. We're going to Vav. Slowly. One second. This is Hey. Now it's starting Hey. I'm trying to get to Vav. It should be somewhere here. Somewhere here. Pass it yet? Yeah, where?
Right, one down.
Your name of Noach, one second. I need a supuk. One second.
I passed it,
right, huh?
Yeah.
I think I passed it. Right? Here we go. I need a supuk. I think this is it. Sarah's a cousin. I found it. This is, and he has over here, not even a period, not even a comma, but here it's a totally different letter with a vav. Vani mistat with a vav. He mevu b'shtan hedrin sham de'av cotton. I wrote that in silver nafsho maksha shas in the Mishnah and all this. Rodev shmak ratula imkei lo havi rodev for all slatzel nefesh 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 ahli shvira zavim ena nitcha uver reisha. So why the baby is in utero? You can kill the baby. Hatam calls Mashal Yotziro Shalom Havi Nefesh. Alkein Choltan also that's a lame. Kapir Shvashi Shah. After Yotzi Larik Ubrin, Gam Ken Gabu Medaf Nutes with Taisan Shah, said the Raisa probably. Mikom Makom call Averis Nitchas Mesakon as the Vashis. Ach Nefesh and Nitchas for the Maichosis. Abel Uba Lo Shach Maichosis. Why? Kilo Havi Nefesh. Rakta Torah Ostrak Mo Yisr Acher. Whoa. In two lines, I think he contradicted himself. Within two lines. Why? At the end, what did he say? Lo have a nefesh. Right? He says, Lo have a nefesh. Lo have a nefesh. Now, but then he said, Rabbi Osai, it could even be a nefesh and be mutter anyway. Why? No my chazis. Because as much of a nefesh as the Uber is, the mother's a bigger nefesh. And as a matter of fact, the Minchas Chinuch suggests this a little bit later on with respect to Treifa, as we've seen already. Zion begins with... It's all about to find these things. So it's Vida. I'm going to find Vida in the middle of all this. Vida! Found it. The Zeb Poshet Etzli. Gabi Ben Noach, Dafka Berodev, Achachaveir Lohorgo. Right. Not Achar, right. This we saw already once before. In Rodev, Achar Ubo Lohorgo. There's an abortion clinic. These crazies are blowing up with abortion clinics. They have a right to do that? Rabbi said, this is not halacha lemaase. No one should Khalil even go think about this. But I mean, Meikar Radin. Dainu Rodev Achara Aim, Brotzalarga Uber, Talia, Imnikwe Nefesh, Kibne Noach Neregal Urbin, Rashoy Chaver Laragoso, Avokasam Shaniru Lee, Hamid Silva Noach Onikwe Shvichos Damim, Alavik Moshar Averis. So we thought, second day in Tosis, it's only what? It's only Chavola, which maybe Yechayavan, based on Exeris Akosim or some other Risver. If can also the chaver lahargo kilamik rodev kaneli uvi yisrael shirot laargu brin pshita lo mikri rodev you also the chaver lahargalav kilav nevbuchal nevishu. Because Tosis in Sanhedrin, 2 days. Svuki Masakil, what's the shayla? Can a guy kill a fetus to save the mother's life? What's their suffix? Says the Halakha Mechasa. What's their suffix? They're not sure. Is the Isa for a guy Ritzicha or not? If it's Ritzicha, you can't do it. If it's not, suffix 2 days. And that's what we saw in the Ritosa Rosh. According to the second day, it's Buddha, it's not considered to be a Nefesh. Ice Chai Misa, Xeris Akosav. Watch this. The Yisrael or the Chacha Treifa came in the Horogas at Treifa and Ochai Misok and Mavua Misan. I didn't Ram Michos Ratzeach. F should lo Mikir Ratzicha. The Osir Laraga wrote the Chacha Treifa. Rabbi Olsai, a Treifa is certainly a Nevish. See, again, according to the Svar over here, there's no Machosis. Because the blood of a shalom is better than the blood of a treifa. The Midrash Chinuch said that earlier also with respect to Uber, but he threw an additional svara. Uber's not a nefesh at all. He sort of conflated two separate svaras in Midrash Chinuch without pointing out that two different svaras, and it's a little bit strange that Midrash Chinuch didn't point out explicitly that there were two separate svaras. Wow. Oh, any questions so far? Right, so we didn't see what's happening so far. Very serious questions. What's the nature of the issue of abortion, etc., etc.? Clearly, depending on the nature of the issue of abortion, will be the halacha lemaisa of abortion. May you do an abortion in certain instances? Now, there's a Gemara in Masechta Yevamos that draws a benchmark with respect to every fetus. Before that, it's not called an Uber. It's called, in the language of the Gemara, which you'll see, Maya bi'alma. Mere water. I think it's here somewhere. Daf again. I'm not so great with daf. I thought it was somewhere in Sarov Tess. Let's take a look over here. I have this beautiful save that gives all the Ramakarmas. Hold on, please.
Are all the other postgame, Farchim assuming that it's always an Uber?
Hold on. Tov Mem. Where is it going? Give me a second, please. They have Boram Yom. Amud Beis, you're right. Amud, that was close. It was Samak Tess. Just look on the wrong eye. Thank you so much, Nisa. It was close. Where is it?
On the bottom. I think. I don't know. Maya Ba'am.
Yeah, where is it?
It's top. Yeah, oh, just past. Like 5 lines down, 5-6 lines.
Ada Boy and Maya Ba'amoy. Thank you. So 40 days, it's just water. It's just water. So the question now becomes, if it's just water, would it be Ritzicha? Those Mandarim will say that if you kill an Uber that's a 4 month old Uber, you're guilty of Ritzicha. What about a 4 week old fetus? Would it also be Ritzicha? What would you say? It's Maya Bialma. Maya Bialma. You call that Ratzicha? Huh? What do you say? A little bit difficult to say that, huh? How can you call it Ratzicha if it's just Maya Bialma? Maya Bialma, it's just water. So in fact, some poskim say that it's Maya Bialma, and the Ramban has an expression in describing an Uber before 40 days. He says, before 40 days, he says there's no less bechius klal. Wow. Wow. Hold on a second. Less bechius klal.
Ramban.
Where is this Ramban? It's in Torah Sa'odom. Can I get you that? It's going to be hard to find where it is. Sefer Halacha Minig? You showing it? Torah Sa'odom by the Ramban. How are we going to find this? It's here somewhere, but how are you going to find this? I'll just go quickly to see if we can find it. Ubra, Rabosai. A woman has to eat on Yom Kippur. Right? This is very important. Oh, here we go. Here it is. Alma may call lesbian if Shematos Nefoshis. And you don't care Abu Ubalo. Mashallah the Mevlodis. Afiluhochi li Nishmiris Mitzvis Mechalale. Omra Torah. Chalav Shabbos Achas. Shemishma Shabbos Harbe. Hilkoch. Afil Batsolas Uber Pokos Ben Abram Yom. Sheelo Chius Klal. Mechalav Kadas Balalokos the Bahag. How do you like that? Not because it's a human being. No, it's secret. It's not even Chius Klal before 40 days. But just let him grow, he'll become live 120 years. Eager to severely know. Ein Machal and Shabbos Mishum Nefolim. Nefolim in this context means a fetus. El Ubra Sheiricha. Why Yom Kippur? Mishashash Demisa Didohi. Shekolam Apeles Becheska Sakona. Whole different story. The reason why Machal Shabbos for a pregnant woman, it's not because maybe the fetus will die. We don't care about that. Overstated. We're not even Bechal Shabbos and Kippur for that. Maybe the mother will die. Whoa. There's a whole big difference. Wow, that's a tremendous difference. It's staggering. The difference between these two shittas. As we shall see, it's not clear who's right. The reason it's not clear who's right, because the Rosh says it's moot. Because every single miscarriage is a danger to the mother. So it's just a pilpul in the lumbus. So that's what the Rosh says. But for us, it's not just lumbus, it's very relevant to the ether of abortions. According to one opinion, it should depend. According to the Bahalochas Gedolos, that Yom Mechal Shabbos Achas, so abortion should be prohibited, even less than 40 days. Even if it's not Ritzicha, because the Chal Shabbos Achas, you should have Arbe, which is the source of Pikuach Nevesh, it's in the case of Vada at least. So it gets tricky. Yes, sir.
The last line when we say Balak Zidos, we say, what did we say? Abortion is mother or us?
So there are those who claim, according to the Bahalochas Gedolos, abortion will be completely prohibited. According to the Igud Sabbath, the other opinion, that what? You're not machal Shabbos because of a, for an Uber. If that's the case, we can be much more lenient in abortion because it's not a nefesh. That's what some suggest. I'm not saying it's necessarily true, but we have to take into account that opinion. Everyone with me so far? And there'd be a shayla, how do we paskin? So the Achronim said, we don't know how we paskin. In the Shulchan Aruch, you can't tell you paskin one way or the other way, as far as whether you're machal Shabbos directly for an Uber. And the reason we can't tell, because they say every time it's stuff is an Uber, something in the mother. So we can't tell. Oh. Rabosai, so now we have this amazing issue. Amazing issue. Now, we already saw a number of Rishonim in the Sugya on Daf Nunda, Mem Dal and Nida. I asked you to see the Tosfos that we saw. We also saw the Ramban, both in his Kedushim and Nida and the Dalet, Mem Dal, as well as the Torah Sodom. Let's see what other Rishonim say. You know, when you look at Rishonim, I can't put them all in the Maram Akomos, it's impossible. But when you look at every Rishon, it's a slightly different nuance, you get a bigger picture, if you will. Look at a few other Rishonim on that Gemara, and look at some other Ritva, for example. In Nida. See what he says. Mem Dalet. I don't know exactly. It's on Alpha, base. We'll see soon. Why do we do this section? The mother died on Shabbos. Efshel levlad levlad dioschai achas shemesahi. That's clear completely in the Ritva whether he holds it's considered to be a nefesh or not. I read the Ritva that it's not a nefesh. And let's take a look, for example, in where were we?
Yeah, it's Amud Beis.
Is there a Ritva on the
says, yeah. It'll have nefesh.
Where is that? I missed it.
It's,
see, I thought I was done with it. Okay, we'll try one more time. I erased it too early. I apologize for being too hasty. Abdallah and base. Okay. I thought we was done already. Ah, Nader. Now I understand why I missed it. Ah, here it is. Mm-hmm. What does he say? What does he say over here, Rabbi Osei? Very important. Hikshitosis. Hachamash of the Ubo lo kashav nefesh. And you pay money to make blood, same as the Ramban said. Said, "Had nine bays, you do an abortion to save the mother. Lav nefesh, Rabbi Feirish. Aye, an erech adav zayin. What do you do? You mechal Shabbos? How can it be? Lo kasha. Kitab sar meis. It's garnished. It's only the rabban. No. Said you mechal Shabbos to carry the knife. Tirtu." Afal gav de lav nefeshu, haynu lechayev ahorgo, ol litchos nefesh imo, kadesh lo yigubo. Avalin hatzalosu b'shabes, dino ke nefesh. Dos shaykh bo loma bo tamad amin adgam ben kayoma, chal shabes alimesh azarbe. And if you're mechal kadovat, ba'alochos gedolos. Ba'alochos gedolos, Rebosai. So what are we saying over here? It's taka, the way I read it, it's not a nefesh, except you have chal achas, chal shabbos achas. No, that would be a reason to prohibit abortions, but you're prohibiting abortions only because of the mitzvah of chal shabbos achas. That doesn't mean that's any murder. It's a mandate to enhance the number of shomer shabbos in the world. That's a very tricky mandate, Rabbosai. What will happen if it'll cause Chilul Shabbos, not Shmir Shabbos? Okay, I will give examples later on. I'll give an example now. Go ahead of myself. What happens to Rabosei if a girl gets into trouble? Yes, a Beis Yaakov girl. Come on, let's be, we don't have to put our heads in the sand. Beis Yaakov girl gets into trouble and she's pregnant. 17 years old, pregnant. Now what do you do? Less than 40 days. So let's say Yisrael Ritzicha does not. So he, this sefer, he screams out, "Kodeh Bahad, there's nothing to talk about. Chal olam Shabbos achas, neshiyish b'Shabbos es harbe. There's nothing to talk about." It's impossible to even think about doing an abortion in that kind of a case, based upon the Bahag, because Chal Shabbos achas, neshiyish b'Shabbos es harbe. Those who want to look up the sefer a little bit later on, it's on page 138, going over to 139. According to the Bahag, also the Hapil Uba feel pogas me ben yom, shol tzorach atolos chayim, unless it's for the mother going to die otherwise. Unless, two things. You know this baby is so sick, can't live till bar mitzvah. Let it keep even one Shabbos. Or be a shot to gomer. No. And at the footnote he says, to the exclusion of a Down syndrome. Because Down syndrome can perform mitzvahs. You know, it depends, higher functional. Yes.
I mean, he's not
holding that money about Dafka. No, it is Dafka. But it's awesome anyway, because Chal Shabbos Shmish Mitzvah Harbe.
In those two cases, you can murder the...
Then he says, those who argue with the Bahag, Hatzalos Uba does not do Shabbos. We just saw it in the Ramban. Uba ben Pogos me'abon yom, ein isol apilo, in what cases? Sfuyim lo chaya yisurim. If the baby will be unfortunately in pain, because some babies are never born sick. Oh! Imugore bayor fu islaim, cause a medical problem for the mother. I feel ueno misakin es chayeho. Even if her life is not in danger. Can if nair boim yo, who ain't together ubar. Because they say these poskim, you would not be machal Shabbos to save this uber if the mother's life were not in danger. So there's no concept of Chal Shabbos Achas before 40 days. Maybe even after 40 days not. But after 40 days, the Shabbos Ritzicha. Let's hear Shiloh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Does that include psychological issues?
So I'm gonna phrase it differently. It was a 17-year-old, and she had a boyfriend, she became pregnant. I'm going to say, oh, you can't touch it. Why? Chal Shabbos Achas, Yishmer Shabbos Es Harbe. Let me ask you a statistical question. Who is going to keep the Shabbos Es Harbe? This girl who you're forced to carry the term, and this baby she has, who's going to be a misfit, it'll be OTD before you turn around, he'll never get on the derech. Even Chal Shabbos Es Harbe. I mean, can't guarantee that. Chas V'Shalom, can't guarantee it. But the chance, I mean, you know. Not so partial what he's saying is correct. Yes?
By the Nara Marosa, we're allowed to kill the Rode because of she's going to be embarrassed. The main reason why.
No, it should be embarrassed. No, it's more just embarrassed.
Isn't it that.
Yeah, Pegima the day. We talk about Pegima,
yeah,
right?
Right? So isn't that the same thing by a girl who's pregnant or going age?
Again, they're talking about Issa of. Gili Arias, we have to prevent this from happening. Here's an issue of potentially Ritzicha. So again, there were those who claim against what we just said, that even less than 40 days is still considered Ritzicha. Then the game is up. Ritzicha is Ritzicha is Ritzicha. It doesn't matter what the consequences are, irrelevant. Even Tay-Sachs, according to those posts, will say that there's a nefesh before 40 days, you can't do anything about it. I remember when my children were very young, and Rav Shechter Shlita had very young children. We used to go together to Dr. Gribbets. Zichron Levracha was a famous pediatrician at Mount Sinai Hospital. We used to go down together. We'd drive down together somehow or other. We end up in the office together. And Dr. Gribbets was a big tzaddik. And he was, you know, in the people in Williamsburg, we're talking about over 40 years ago. People in Williamsburg would come to him then with terrible Tay-Sachs before they solved before Dor Yesharim solved the Tay-Sachs problem in Williamsburg, it was Geferlich. And Dr. Gibbs would cry and ask Rabbi Schechter and me, I was a little bit of a, you know, junior partner, help me out. So Rabbi Schechter told him, get me away the test before 40 days. If you get away the test before 40 days, I'm willing to go up and say, even though Rabbi Moshe was alive in Tokfo, talking about in the early 70s, early to mid 70s, I'm willing to go out on the limb and say, less than 40 days, Tay-Sachs, abort. They only have what they call amniocentesis, which cannot be done until way after 40 days. Then a new thing happened. They called CVS, not the drugstore. CVS stands for, I think, chorionic villi sampling. The right, Rosh Davis? They had a brand new breakthrough, and they were doing it at a very, very early stages, even before or around 40 days. And we say 40 days, by the way, Rabbi Osai, 40 days is a minimum. If you look at Hilchos Pinyan HaBen, you'll see it's relevant to Pinyan HaBen, because Pinyan HaBen, if there was a 40-day gestation, then the next child afterwards, there's no Pinyan HaBen. It's very important to know. So if you look at, I believe the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this, I believe it's a Nukhas Pinyan HaBen. I'll try to show it to you. Pinyan HaBchor. No. What's happening over here? So it should hang. I'm also give it quickly, see if we can find it quickly. By 40 days. Ain Avara Merukamin. I feel though Hivchino Liros and Avara Merukamin ain't a poter Abu Akrov who bechal the Kohen. It's a chazaka or nifta rachma adayin. Gabineva Becheskin shall disrakum Avarov. In its 40 days, lo disrakum Avarov. These days, by the way, you can tell with a sonogram. They didn't have this option in the old days. Not completely clear what it means. It's Rakhm Evarov, precisely. Okay? Precise. Not completely clear. I'll call upon him. This is what I was referring to. Okay? So they could, you know what the problem was? They stopped doing it so early. I don't know why. They did this CVS so early. If you were perfect, you got it right. If you made a slight error, the teeniest error of one millimeter, Chalila v'chas, he'll lop something off. To a baby missing fingers. Even more, I'll go to that. We can't do it anymore. So he stopped doing it again way after 40 days. So that was for a while, he had this option of less than 40 days toward the Tay-Sachs. Now the option doesn't exist anymore, to my knowledge. He can't do it anywhere in the country anymore. Do it in Philadelphia for a while, but I think it's on your computer. If I have to do it anywhere that early state, I don't think it's done anywhere in the country because they had malpractice with the example for finger Shamirach. So now Rav Waldenberg and Sitzeli has paskind that for a Tay-Sachs child you can do an abortion at any time you want. Why? Because he said abortion is not murder. And abortion is not birth, it's chavala. Whenever you discuss chavala, Rabbi Osai, you have to discuss what? The cost-benefit ratio. The benefit, if you ever have a Tay-Sachs, it's Hashem Yerachem. The baby's in excruciating pain, can't live more than a few years. The parents are going crazy. The benefit of aborting a Tay-Sachs child is immense. And what's the cost? The cost is eliminating a lav bar kayama. Now, it's true, it can last 30 days. It's not a navel in the purely technical sense. But it's a lav bar kayama. It can't live more than a few years. So that's what Waldenberg said. Yes?
Published a paper that the earliest they've been able to attack prenatally without damage to the child is between 9 and 11 weeks.
That's no good for us. Now, by the way, 9 to 11 weeks is very likely. It's not really. It's really 7 to 9 weeks because they count from the last period. Now, 7 weeks, which is, you know, 9, their 9, which is my 7, it's borderline from the Strachan Rehmarov. They have pictures every day of the 200 and some days of gestation.
It's also not a confirmed diagnosis that you do cells, but they're just using cell markers to test.
It's pretty good. Okay, so it's still borderline. We've also there's much more to say, but we're out of time. We imagine tomorrow we're going to start with a bunch of okay? Everyone's going to have a cock.